Game of games time so far in the month of August. It is Ireland 1, Lindsay 1, me nothing, Funch nothing. He's off today, so Adam Bronstein gets a chance.
That's right.
To score here. Today is Lucille Ball's birthday. Okay. The great I Love Lucy. So this game is called, what did I call it? Women Bring the Funny, in honor of Lucille Ball's birthday.
Okay.
Probably the greatest comic actress of all time. 7 multiple choice questions about other very funny women, okay?
Got it.
So we will, it's Ireland, Lindsay, and Bronny. Here we go. Number one. Before her career in comedy, what did Melissa McCarthy study at Southern Illinois University? Was it A, fashion, B, history, or C, sports administration? John.
Where did you say she went to school?
Southern Illinois University.
And you said sports administration, and what were the other two?
History and fashion.
I will say, I think...
Godmeyer, you're taking too long.
No, so I'll say sports administration.
Sports administration. Lindsay.
I'm going to go with fashion.
Fashion. Bronny.
And I'm going to go with history.
The correct answer is fashion. Lindsay is on the board. Yep, she studied fashion.
A very fashionable lady.
Yeah. Number two, what is the one thing that Amy Schumer lives without? Is it A, alcohol, B, caffeine, or C, chocolate? Lindsay, you go first.
I think alcohol.
Alcohol. Bronny?
I'll go chocolate since you just had a baby.
Chocolate and Ireland.
Oh, that's good. What you besides those two? What was the third one?
Alcohol, caffeine, and chocolate. What does she live without?
I'll say caffeine.
The correct answer is caffeine, and Ireland is on the board. Ireland won. Lindsay won. Bronny yet to score. After Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus had a recurring role on what show? Was it A, Modern Family, B, Arrested Development, C, Ghost Whisperer? It's to you, Bronny.
Oh. I'm going to say Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, Ireland.
I will say Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Whisperer, Lindsay.
What was the other one?
Modern Family, Arrested Development, Ghost Whisperer.
I'm going to go with Arrested Development.
Lindsay and Bronny take the point. It was Arrested Development. John, I don't know what you were thinking with Ghost Whisperer.
Neither do I.
Never even seen that one.
Number four, what rapper did Tina Fey record a song with? Was it A, Eminem, B, Young Thug, C, Childish Gambino, Ireland?
Young Thug, Childish Gambino,
and Eminem.
Well, she probably knows Donald Glover because he was on that other NBC show, so I'll go Childish Gambino.
Ireland says Childish Gambino. Lindsay?
I'm going to go with that, too, because I think that really is a thing.
Childish Gambino. Bronny?
I'm going to say Eminem.
Eminem, the correct answer is Childish Gambino.
In 2011,
he did a mixtape called Royalty that featured Faye rapping on a song called Real Estate.
Wait, what year?
2011.
Oh, man, I would have never guessed
Childish
that.
Childish Gambino existed.
A song called Real Estate, her big line, "My president is black and my Prius is blue." All right, number five. In the famous Chuckles the Clown episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mary can't stop herself from laughing at the funeral for Chuckles the Clown. How did Chuckles die? Was it A, run over by a clown car, B, stepped on by an elephant, C, fell off a high wire, fell off a high wire? Let's see. It's to, as Ireland, is it back to you?
I think I just went first, but I'll go. Okay. What are the choices?
Run over by a clown car, stomped on by an elephant, or fell off a high wire?
I'll go stomped on by an elephant.
Stomped on by an elephant. Lindsay?
I was going to say that, but I'll say the high wire.
High wire. Bronny?
I'm going to go with the clown car.
The correct answer, Ireland's the only one that got it. Chuckles the Clown was stomped by an elephant.
You know why? That made me laugh the most.
Exactly. That broke up her. Number six, Joan Rivers' first comedy stand-up comedy name, or first professional name, was what? Was it A, Pepper January, B, Suzanne Sutherland, C, Candy Cox?
Oh, those all sound like porn star
Lindsay?
Names.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Pepper January.
Pepper January. Bronny?
I'm going to go with Candy.
Candy Cox and Ireland.
And what was the third one?
Suzanne Sutherland.
No, that you just made that up because it sounds like Suzanne Sutherland. I'll go Candy Cox.
The correct answer, Pepper January.
Oh,
Lindsay takes the point.
Oh.
She's got a 4-3 lead over Ireland now. Bronny with a point. This one is jump ball. Lindsay, you can close it out. Ireland, you can tie it.
Okay.
Maya Rudolph is married to what film director? Is it A, Christopher Nolan, B, Paul Thomas Anderson, C, Ethan Coen? Let's see. Lindsay, you got to go first.
Well, I know it's not. You said the first one was Ethan Sutherland?
Christopher Nolan, Paul Thomas Anderson, or Ethan Coen?
I was way off. I know
of the
it's
Coen
not
brothers.
Him. I'll go Paul Thomas Anderson.
Lindsay says Paul Thomas Anderson. Ireland, you go?
She's right. I know this. It is PTA.
Yeah.
Oh, I go golfing with him all the time.
The correct answer, Paul Thomas Anderson. Yes. Lindsay has taken a lead for the month. Two wins now.
That's it?
Yeah, two wins in the month of August. Ireland with one. I still am not on the board. Funch, Bronny, shutout so far.
Woo!
Now, wait, really quick, before we move on from Game of Games, I have to ask, since you're gone next week, Mace, are we really going to let Ramona trade off games
yes!
with John next
Ramona
week?
Ramona and her bad games.
Oh,
and they're
no.
going to count?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Funches is
points?
Back.
Yes.
Oh, and, I don't want any
games,
part of that.
Her games are terrible.
She is the worst. The worst.
Mace, I might have to give you a homework assignment and ask you to help her a little bit before
you leave. Mason, write some games for Ramona.
Absolutely do not.
Do not. Make Ramona make the games and just we'll see how bad they are.
Oh, my gosh. We need a backup. Though
no, we absolutely do not. We will go with whatever she comes up with.
Okay, all right, try and come up with another solution.
There is your game of games. Lakers crushed by OKC last night, 105-86. They shot a staggering 5 of 37 from three. They play Houston this afternoon, 4:30 pregame and 6 o'clock tip. No LeBron for the Lakers. Russell Westbrook doubtful for Houston. You know, I go back to last night's game and, you know, stakes. It's all about stakes. The stakes are very low on these games for the Lakers. And if you're going to miss a bunch of shots, do it when the stakes are low.
All right, but
they
I want to get
back. Better 3-point shooting team than this.
I want to get back to the question I asked earlier when we had Joe Vardon on the show. The Lakers are the 22nd best 3-point shooting team in the league. They shoot just under 35%, but they're number one. First in overall shooting percentage. I know there's this big thing that the league, like Houston, they're playing Houston tonight.
Yeah.
Houston takes 45 threes per game, number one in the NBA. As a matter of fact, that's four more than any other team on average. So they just bomb threes and hope they make them. But Mace, I know that three is more than two.
Okay.
But two is more than zero.
Yeah. Yeah, but John, you're not going to win in this league without hitting from the arc consistently.
Well, I'm
not
saying
not going to.
I'm not saying you don't you stop shooting from the arc altogether, but instead of 37 threes, how about 20?
Well, let's be fair, they were out of this game fairly early. They pulled to within 10. They pulled to within 10 in the fourth quarter, I think.
Right, but they were
they had to shoot their way back into the game. That was the only way they were going to hang with them. So the night dictated shooting a bunch of threes.
I just think when you're not making them,
no,
why not
shooting.
Why not get a go to the rim and get an easy bucket or get AD the ball and he'll get fouled?
Shooter's got to shoot. Shooter's got to shoot. You need three-pointers to win in this league. You just do.
But I just think Houston leads the league and they're not winning anything. You know, they're not winning the title.
Well, but they're everybody's big sleeper.
Right, but still.
I mean, you think they can win. You have said repeatedly that there are four and a half teams that can win the title, and one of them.
They're my half team.
So that you obviously believe in them to some degree.
But only because of Harden and Westbrook. Not because they do nothing but bomb threes. I mean,
they do bomb threes. I mean, that's James Harden's game. He's like bombing a three and then falling on the ground and hoping he gets a call. That's really Houston's game.
It just seems to me that it's a strategy, obviously, but it doesn't need you don't have to shoot threes. There's no rule that says every time you come down you have to take a three. The Lakers are not required to take 37 threes. And by the way, on average, they don't. They just shot a lot last night. But if you look at the teams that shoot threes, it's not like it. I think.
Yeah,
Dallas
on average, by the way, the Lakers shoot 32 threes a game.
Yeah,
so last night they were above that side. Yeah,
right.
They were above that. Yeah, anybody that is panicking or freaking out about this, you just got to remember these are now tune-up games, and LeBron's not going to play tonight, and I would assume Anthony Davis is going to get a blow somewhere along the line. He's got some ankle thing going on. I mean, these games, they are literally, I mean, they're fun to watch, and they're exciting, and it's great to have the NBA back. It's great to have the Lakers back on TV, but they are literally playing for nothing.
Right. So, okay, here's the top – I'll just rattle off the top 10 teams in three-point attempts, okay? Houston, number one. Dallas, number two. Minnesota, number three.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. Milwaukee, number four. So yep. The Bucks are in top five. Brooklyn, number five. New Orleans, number six. Followed by Toronto, Atlanta, Chicago, and Miami. So half of the top 10 is out of the playoffs. Half of them are in it. But you don't have to do it. Now, you said that the Lakers – attempt
32
a game. That ranks 22nd in the league.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're out there jacking them up all the time.
No. But I just think if you're playing from behind, as the Lakers were much of last night, you need threes. I mean, that was the way they were going to get back into the game. That was the way they were going to win the game. You got to keep bombing threes. Now, what I would like to see is Lakers shooting from behind the arc has been horrible in these four games. Danny Green is 4 of 20. KCB, 3 of 13. Waiters is 3 of 18. By the way, let's talk about Waiters for a second.
Yeah, I like him.
He jacks up some very inadvisable shots.
Yes, he does.
There are times I just roll my eyes. I'm like, I can't believe that's the shot that he took.
But
he's three of 18.
You know what he can do that only two other guys on the team can do? Three, if you count Kuzma, he can create his own shot.
Yep.
Now, it's not always a shot you would necessarily want, but he can do it.
Yeah. And by the way, with LeBron off the floor, the Lakers have been 105 for 100 possessions. So really a meager number with LeBron off the floor. What they're looking for is to buy a couple of minutes to buy some offense while LeBron gets a blow.
Well, and, but strangely, Mace, they're 2-1 this year without LeBron and 6-2 without AD. But they're 2-1 without LeBron, which surprised me.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of the wins, they beat Oklahoma City in OKC without LeBron or Anthony Davis. They were both out, and the Lakers won that game.
By the way, and on a night like last night where you're missing – a ton of threes.
Yep.
Isn't that the time to get J.R. Smith some run?
Well, he was out there.
Wait a minute. Is it true that he's yet to take a three?
No, that's untrue.
That's untrue?
Yeah. He hasn't taken a ton of them, but it's not like he's never taken a three. Matter of fact, a scrimmage Michael and I did, he made 5 out of 6.
Oh, no, I remember the scrimmage. Lakers, yeah, he's attempted.
So I'm looking up from last night, he was 0 for 2 from 3.
0 for 2 from 3.
0 for 3 overall.
But, I mean, that's the guy you want to keep shooting. I saw what he did in that scrimmage. I mean, he just lit it up.
Yeah, they just had a bad shooting night from 3. LeBron was 0 for 5 from 3.
But in fairness, they have had a bad shooting 4 games. They've not shot well in 4 games. It's consistently
all right, so
bad.
Here are their numbers in the bubble. They are 35 of 139. That's 25%.
Right.
From the bubble. And
it will revert. I mean, KCP shot 38% from beyond the arc in the regular season. Danny Green shot 37%. Kuzma has been the bright spot. He's 11 of 22 from 3. And by the way, AD is 7 of 19. I don't mind him taking a 3.
So that means tonight, Steve, out-rocket the Rockets. If they shoot 3, you shoot 3. Yeah, come on. Well, if they're going to shoot 45 threes, let's just shoot with
absolutely
them.
Absolutely. It's a shooting exhibition.
You've already said the game doesn't mean anything in the standings. Let's work on this problem. Let's just go out there and air it out.
What was Bronny's slogan for tonight? What was the slogan you were going with, Bronny?
Oh, caught between a rocket and a hardened place?
Caught between a rocket and a hardened place. That would do Michael Thompson proud right there.
That's it's not just, mine, though. It belongs to 101.
Yeah, whose was it? Whose was that?
It belonged to Clinton Yates.
Clinton Yates, yeah. The very smart and talented Clinton Yates. Meanwhile, Dodgers, by the way, are off tonight. Dodgers last night, a tremendous win that went right down to the wire. Chris Taylor completing a double play with an outfield assist to get Trent Grisham at home plate. Dodgers beat the Padres 7-6. And the Lakers, or the Dodgers, are off to a very, very good start. They're 9-4 after that win last night, tied with the Rockies for the lead in the NL West, and the Dodgers have the second best record in the National League. No game today, home to the Giants tomorrow.
Yeah, rare off day for the Dodgers. This is one of the six off days.
Where they're playing, yeah, that's
six,
right.
They're playing 60 games in 66 days. This is one of the six.
For Michael Thompson, that is a terrible. That, no, that was terrible. Rocket and a Harden place. Ugh, beneath me.
Yeah, he's the king of bad puns.
That wasn't,
nothing
that
was beneath Michael.
No, that wasn't up to MT standards.
Well, as I told you guys, you cannot have a playoff series with Houston without the headline, "Houston, we have a problem," showing up at least twice.
Yes, absolutely. So, John, final thoughts before you get out of here?
Tonight, Mace, is the night we snap out of this shooting slump.
Excellent.
Bombs away is my thought. You get a shot, take it. Wayne Gretzky used to say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yep.
Dion Waiters, J.R. Smith, two words for both of you. Green light. Let's go.
Everybody gets the green light tonight.
Why not? This game, we're already locked into the number one seed. Let's
right,
find
and
out.
Shoot. And
let's
shoot,
find out.
Try to shoot your way back into form. That's what
exactly
they need to do. All right, John, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Full show tomorrow.
Can't wait.
All right, Ireland will have the call of the game for you coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, bottom of the hour. 4:30 is Lakers pregame, and I'll do some crosstalk with Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, gonna shoot tonight. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Joining us right now from our 710 ESPN studios, Alan Sliwa and Michael Thompson. What's going on, guys?
Mason, what did you shoot that, remember the time you shot, was it free throws from the
Lakers? Do we have to dwell on this today?
No,
is this the day to dwell on this?
No,
this
is legitimate.
I'm not in the mood to get picked on.
No, this is legitimate.
Okay.
And what did you shoot that day? Was it free throws you took?
Free throws, yeah.
How many did you shoot?
20.
What'd you hit?
2.
Oh, you hit 2? I thought you hit 4. Okay.
No. Michael Thompson was keeping track. How many did you hit, Michael?
You somehow squeaked in 2. I don't know how.
Some bad shooting form.
I think if you shot
been
60,
a few years.
If you shot 61 threes like both teams did yesterday, Mace, I would predict you go 1 for 61 because you're
no
gonna somehow
effing way.
You think you could hit more than 1?
Oh, he hit more. Oh,
but, Mace, do you know how tired you get from shooting 3? I say by the time you got to 20, your leg's going to be gone. And
no,
you can't make threes without your legs.
Yeah, Michael, I would do better than you think.
Really?
Better than you think.
How do you figure that?
Because that was always my game. My game was always three-point shooting.
But if you had a hard time reaching the rim from the free throw line, how are you going to make it from 23 feet away?
Okay, can we change the subject? Do we have to really go into this?
Well, you know,
how many would Mason make?
A man as great as you, Mace, as good-looking as you, as successful as you, as rich as you, sometimes needs to be humble. And that's why God made you shoot those free throws, just to humble you a little bit.
You know what humble is? Humble's kind of boring.
Really?
Humble's boring.
So you adopt the Muhammad Ali approach to life.
Right. Look, you got to go through. We're on the radio. You got to have some swagger, man. You got to have some swagger. Look, Michael Thompson's doing Michael Thompson things. Alan Sliwa, how are you doing, guys? He is doing what he does. I think it's a place to be loud and brash and opinionated.
So
nobody
you think,
wants humble.
So you would suggest that Alan Sliwa will become the Persian Stephen A. Smith?
The Persian
Stephen A. Smith.
The best part is I'm not even Persian, but okay.
He's not
what
Persian.
Are you?
Okay.
What are you, Sliwa? I can never get your ethnicity right.
Alan is aren't you Egyptian?
This is great. You guys just keep throwing every Middle Eastern country.
No,
out
what?
There.
What? Well, I thought you were.
Well, you're
from
not from
Egypt.
Alabama. What are you?
I'm Chaldean, Catholic from Iraq.
Oh,
parents,
okay.
My parents
Catholic
are from Iraq.
Catholic from Iraq.
Make so, up like 2% of the population.
So are you Iraqi or Chaldean? What is the difference?
I would say Chaldean. Chaldean's its own language, too. So
I've never heard of that before. I heard of the Kurds and the Iraqis and the other.
Yeah, I never hear about the Chaldeans.
But the great part is the Persian Stephen A. Smith swagger. I like that. I like that combination there.
That's right. You could do it, Sliwa.
You could pull it off. So, Michael, what's wrong with their shooting?
Obviously, they did not bring it from L.A. with them. Like you said, and like Ireland said, you got to keep shooting and see if you can shoot your way out of this. It's not like they're taking bad threes. They're just not knocking down their shots, and you can't quit shooting them. You can't lose your confidence, even though they've been horrible through four games. You know, they set an NBA record yesterday between the two teams combined. 10 of 61 was an NBA.
10 of 61?
10 of 61.
Wow.
That's the worst two teams I've ever shot from three in NBA history.
Is that
what
right?
What a friggin' clank fest that is.
You didn't know? You guys didn't know that?
I didn't know that was historical.
Shots.
51 shots. So that many attempts, that's the worst the shooting exhibition in NBA history. So we watched history yesterday.
The Thunder's percentage was almost double the Lakers, so that just kind of shows you how bad the Lakers were. But, Mace, I think there's something to – I know what Ireland was trying to say, and I understand what you're trying to reference to as well. In today's NBA, obviously, you're still going to have to take the three.
Got to shoot.
But there's – I think when you're shooting as bad as the Lakers are, it's okay to try something a little different, or it's okay to focus on AD – in the block for a couple of possessions. Lakers just seem like they're almost getting baited into it. It's so common to happen if, you know, you're hitting shots in your career. Danny Green, KCP, they're almost getting baited in. I feel like the defense is like, yeah, we'll take our chances. Go ahead and keep shooting.
Well, but that's – how else are you going to shoot? You got to shoot your way back into that game yesterday. You were getting your doors blown off.
Yeah, I guess what it comes down to is
you're down 20. You're not going to take a three?
Well, yesterday's game, Mace. I mean, did you see the way they started the game? I mean, Anthony Davis only took 11 shots. They didn't look like they had any interest in yesterday's game. So
no, that
one's a little bit more difficult than most games. They just didn't look interested at all.
By the way, Michael, I'm curious about this. So, in your playing career, I'm sure you had situations like this where the game didn't necessarily mean everything, where you had clinched position, you were locked into a playoff position, and the game didn't have any leverage to it. How do you approach a game like that?
That's a great question, Mason. That does happen a lot in the league when teams lock into their playoff positions that way through history. What you have to do as an individual is, if you're getting paid to go out there, even though you know the result isn't going to change anything when it comes to playoff seeding, still you have to take pride in your job, in your skills, and you still want to go out there and play your best, even though you're not going to be out there for many minutes if you're a star player. But you don't want to go out there and just go through the motions and embarrass yourself and get shown up, because the other guys are trying hard too, and you got to respect your opponents. I know sometimes mentally you just got to fight through that. Oh, this game doesn't mean anything. Do I really need to play tonight? I wish I could take the night off. But that's when your professionalism really has to step up and come through, shine through, and said, okay, if I'm going to be in uniform and out here on the court, I still want to go out and play as hard as I can while I'm out here.
Mace, I think everybody would agree Lakers are going to be fine. I mean, not everybody. I took calls yesterday in the postgame show.
Oh, yeah,
show.
No, they're crazy.
I know. I know you guys had some calls as well. But here's the one thing I think you should be a little bit cautious for the Lakers. You only have four games left before you're playing in the postseason. And let's say Portland gets in, a team that's fighting every single game to just get in. It's not like a regular season, you know. It's not like there's still 15 games left, or you didn't have 4.5 months off. So that's the only part of this. It's this kind of fine balance of, yes, this game doesn't mean anything, but you still kind of need these games to just prep for the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, they are tuning things up, and things will regress to the mean. I mean, you know, Danny Green's a 38% three-point shooter. They do miss Avery Bradley more than we originally thought, though. They miss him as a perimeter defender, and they miss him as a three-point shooter, because he was shooting 36% from three. He was their third-best three-point shooter. So that was a big loss that didn't seem like a big deal at the time, but could become a liability as moving forward.
Well, they're going to have a tough series against Portland, because Portland's got all their big guys back, so they can't overpower the Blazers up front like they used to be able to do without Nurkic out there. So, and then Portland has the best backcourt going in the league now that Steph and Klay haven't been playing lately. So the Lakers are going to have their hands full against the Blazers. They'll beat the Blazers, but I believe it's going to be five or six really hard games.
Yeah, it could be six games. Yeah. All right. I want to let people know that tomorrow we are on for a full full show. We didn't have a show yesterday, and we've had a couple of short shows this week, but we got a full 3.5-hour show tomorrow, 2:55 sharp. Want to be here. We'll dig into the Jalen Ramsey contract situation. Lindsay Theory is going to be with us. Gautam Chopra, who made the movie Muse with Kobe, will come on. We'll talk some NBA. And, of course, we'll recap what goes on down in the bubble tonight, the Rockets versus the Lakers.
So is Lindsay going to be there in theory, or she's going to be there for real?
No, she's going to be there for real. She's not going to be there in theory. Thank you.
You get it?
Yeah, that pun is so great, Michael.
That's better than yours.
Such a great pun.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really well done, Michael.
Thank you, Mace. You appreciate it. Thank you, Mace.
All right, coming up next for you, more puns. Lakers pregames coming up next for you. Alan Sliwa and Michael Thompson, see you back here tomorrow, 710 ESPN.